Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
This episode of the Patriot Report is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. In this episode of the Patriots Report, I welcome Patriots Hall of Famer and two-time Super Bowl champion Vince Wilfork. Vince and I discuss his latest endeavor with Kingsford, as well as his thoughts on Gerard Mayo, Bill Belichick's legacy, the ceiling for Christian Barmore, and much more. That's all up right now, only on the Patriots Report. First of all, you just launched, you and Kingsford just launched a new campaign with Jason Kelce. Tell me a little bit about it and where fans can check it out.
Man, you know, I'm so excited to be partnered up with Kingsford and Jason Kelce. And it's basically, you know, he's retired now. So now it's like, it's time to come on to the dark side and understand what retirement is all about. And what greater way to do it with Kingsford Original Charcoals, you know, being able to sit back in the backyard and barbecue with your family and friends, keep it low and slow with that great smell of that charcoal going. So, and people can check us out at Kingsford.com and plus on my feed at VinceWilfork.com. And I think Kelce has it as well, but Kingsford.com for sure. Go check us out with the recipes and everything. So it's a lot of good stuff going on Kingsford.com.
Definitely. Summertime obviously means it's time to fire up the grill. It's getting up to 90 degrees up here in New England this week. Tell me, what are some of your favorite barbecue recommendations for people when it comes to hitting the grill this summer?
Oh, my favorite barbecue recipes is I'm all about the meats. Okay, you can get you some ribs, beef or pork. All right, you can do steak if you want it. You can do some chicken. You can do some pulled pork. You can do some chicken wings. You name it, and then you can come in with your vegetable, with your corn, and you know your peppers and onions and stuff, and get that stuff. So you name it, you pick and choose. But on Kingsford.com, they have recipes on there. Guys can go in and check it out and see what they like. And like I say, you can get tips from anywhere, and Kingsford.com will give it to you.
I love it. I love it. One more barbecue question for me before we change gears here a little bit. Why is Kingsford your go-to for the grill when it comes to year-round grilling?
Because I'm a champion. And when I'm dealing with champions and when I am a champion, I'm a winner. I deal with the best of the best. And that's Kingsford Original Champion. It makes totally sense. So when you want to be the best, you have to involve the best. And that's Kingsford for me.
I love it. I see the two championship trophies in the background. So those speak for themselves here. Yes. Want to shift gears here a little bit here, talk a little football before we wrap up. Sure. Talk to me about your thoughts on the Patriots' decision to go with ex-teammate Gerard Mayo as their new head coach.
I think that's a great move. I think Gerard is at a level and at a situation in his career where these guys coming in, it's kind of a change of direction. Right? Bill Belichick been there for so long, very successful, the greatest coach of all time. But I think at this point, it was kind of, you needed a new wave. And you could see around the NFL, a lot of teams are starting to do that, to go out and get younger guys and guys who played or college, whatever it may be. And I think for New England, Gerard was the perfect situation to be in because basically he's a homegrown. I mean, he's homebred. He was taught. He was coached up under Bill Belichick. He coached up under Bill Belichick. So it's like, he knows what he's doing. And I tell people this all the time. You have to realize when Gerard Mayo was a rookie coming into the NFL, he was a captain. He was a captain. So that spoke highly of what Bill thought of him. And being a captain, he's a middle linebacker. So everybody knows a middle linebacker is like the quarterback of the defense. So he have to know everything that's going on. He have to know offensively what's going on. He have to understand back end what's going on. And he have to understand what we're doing up front. So for him to come in as a rookie to be a leader, all right, to be a captain, and to take the reins as a rookie, it speaks volumes. So he is the right man for the job. It may take him some time, but I think longevity, he is the right person for this job. We'll be very happy with this decision.
You talk about guys who were homegrown in New England, who kind of came of age in New England and matured and became leaders. You fit into that category as well. Would you ever think about going into coaching? I know a lot of your ex-teammates up here in New England, whether head coaches, assistant coaches, whatever the case may be, they pulled Matthew Slater in, as another great example. Would you ever think about going into coaching one day?
No, I don't want to coach. I've been coached Little League baseball. I loved it. I loved it. But coaching at that level is demanding. It's very demanding. And I don't think my life is set up that way anymore. And I think that is the reason I retired, because it came a point where I was like, I've been doing this for 13 years. I've been listening to the same meetings and the same this. And I've been doing the same exercise. It was a change of I had to change some stuff up in life. And that's why I got out of it, because it became too demanding. I wanted to do other things in life. But I will spend as much time I possibly can up there to help Gerard, whatever he may need. And I told him that, so I've been to training, mini camps. I've seen him. I've been around the players. So I'm going back up for training camp. So anything that I can possibly do for him to help him, if I can come in and help him on some things, I'm totally for it. And he knows that.
Quick question on Bill Belichick. Do you think last season and the way it ended will have an impact on his legacy? And do you think he's going to coach again?
I don't think they have an impact on his legacy. And yes, I do think he will coach again. I would love for him to coach again, because I would love for him to get the record of all time. Just for that selfish reason, because I think he's too close and he deserves it. I don't think there's nothing. I mean, you got to understand, when you win, people are going to hate you. And when you win, it's a microscope that's going to have every part of your life is going to be looked into always. That's what happens when you're a winner, because they have to find something. I'm pretty sure if everybody look at everybody's life, it's something. But I don't think there's nothing Bill done but win. So his legacy will live on. My kids' kids will be reading about Bill Belichick, put it that way. And it should be that way.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I got to admit, I am a Vince Wilfork apologist on a number of levels, not the least of which when it comes to the possibility of you getting in the Hall of Fame. I love seeing you wearing the red jacket, the Patriots Hall of Fame. That was great. I've written on a number of occasions trying to make your case for Canton, for a gold jacket. And I know a lot of it kind of comes back to defensive tackles who don't pile up big sack numbers. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Is that something that keeps you up at night? And would you like to be a Hall of Famer one day?
It don't keep me up at night. The reason being, because I never played a game to be a Hall of Famer. I was never a selfish type person. So that never crossed my mind. I played football because I loved it. I loved the team atmosphere. And I tell people this all the time. If I wanted to be selfish and an individual, I could have stayed in track and field because I threw the shot put and I was very good. I hold the state record still at 68 feet for high school. So if I wanted to be selfish, I could have easily went that route. But it was something about football that I love, bringing everybody together, 11 guys at once, and trying to come up with a master game plan and think the same type of way. And yes, I would love to be a Hall of Famer. But if it doesn't happen, I won't lose no sleep. And I know how hard it is. You know, I'm a nose tackle competing against guys like Warren Sapp. So I'm like, I don't have the number. You know what I mean? But I always ask people, what is the criteria? If you're talking about stats and numbers, okay, I don't have those. But if you're talking about a guy that impacted the game and changed the landscape of the game, absolutely 100%, because there's no team I played against that didn't have me in their game plan. There's none. So when you talk about impacting the game, I did that. And I did that from a nose tackle position. I made plays from a nose tackle position that defensive end don't make. So it's not up to me. You know what I mean? I love to be mentioned in it, but you know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But I know it'll be harder for me just because the title I have and I don't have the stats, but it's okay. But I did change the game at my position.
Two guys on the New England Patriots defensive line. I'd be curious to get your thoughts on him, or both of these guys. First of all, Christian Barmore. I talked to Richard Seymour last year, and Richard Seymour said he sees a lot of his game in this young man. What do you see from Barmore in his ability when it comes to being such an integral part of what the Patriots want to do defensively?
You know, and Seymour hit on the head. And when I look at him, I see a younger Seymour. I mean, he just have all the attributes. He will get even better once he get a little older and he start understanding a lot more and understanding the game a lot more. That's when you're going to see his game really elevate to another level. But I definitely do see more. He's long, he's strong, he's athletic, he love the game. But he's still young, so you got to give him time to come into his own. And once he does, you're going to see a pretty solid good player. He's going to be one of those players that you're going to check down the list and say, okay, guys that came through New England, who the, some of the top guys are, he's going to be on that list. So if he just keep going in the direction that he's going, he'll be amazing football player.
Last question for me. I want to ask you the same sort of question when it comes to Devon Godshaw. A little bit older, but another guy who, like you, he has Miami roots. And so I'm curious about his overall importance to what the Patriots want to get done defensively.
But the thing is, you know, he's you have a Seymour and then you have a Wilfork, right? So Godshaw, he's more like you say, he's more like me, and he have to understand the game. He have to understand, like, you know, you're older. What they're gonna ask you to do is not gonna be a lot, you know, but it's important. And he have to understand what his role is going to be. And it's no, you know, it's nothing against him. It's just the nature of the beast, you know. I told him, I said, hey, once you get to that 30-year-old range where we are in the position that we play, we're old. So I know New England would love to keep him. I hope he stays because I think that defense is a lot better with him than without him. And I would love to see him and Barmore together. But you know, business is business. But hopefully they can stay together because I think that'll be special for New England. They can do some things defensively with those two guys that keep us pretty solid defensively.
Vince, this has been great. Remind people one more time about what you have going on with Kingsford. Remind people to visit kingsford.com as well for some grilling suggestions, maybe when it comes to this summer season.
Absolutely. Well, like I say, check us out on Kingsford.com. Me and Travis, Jason Kelsey, we partner with Kingsford, and we doing some amazing stuff. And I'm just basically making him and teaching him how to embrace retirement life with Kingsford Original Charcoal for champions. And that's my goal. So right now, he's the king of the grill, he thinks, but he's looking good so far. So we got to keep up with him and make sure that he understands what it takes to be the king of the grill.
I love it, Vince. Take care. We will hopefully see you up here in New England for training camp a little bit later on next month.
Yes, sir. It was a pleasure.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. One more reminder, this episode of the Patriots Report has been brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, y'all know I love McDonald's for a quick meal, especially if I'm out and about with the boys and need something to eat. I like food, and y'all know I like saving money, too. Did you know that you can save money with deals in the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, you heard that right. There's a deal every day in the app. So if you are an avid McDonald's goer like me, you'll find the best value for your buck by using the app. One of my favorite things about the app is the ability to order ahead. So let's say I'm on the road, just picked up Axel from school, and know I promised him some McDonald's fries and a sundae, but don't want to have to wait in that long line. I open up the app and just place my order there. Then I can walk in and pick up my order when it's ready, no wait needed, especially if I time it right. And I love that you can also get a bunch of deals in the app as well. I just logged in and can get a free Big Mac with a minimum purchase of $1. But check it every day because the deals are always changing. Plus, make sure to share your birthday so McDonald's can celebrate with you with something special. Dream drivers save money with the McDonald's app. Nope, you must opt into rewards.